afternoon and welcome, my friends. Yes, another edition of The Flip Side coming your way for this Wednesday, March the 21st. Robbie Noel with you for the next hour. And a quick check on Wall Street. Well, Ben Bernanke threw a bucket of cold water over the hopium folks, thinking that the European debt crisis was behind us, by stating that there are still many hills to climb before safety is reached. And obviously reports out of Spain confirming that the European debt crisis is far from being resolved. So the Dow, as it usually does, when it doesn't hear the confirmation of hopium, acts like a spoiled child, closed down 45 points at 13,124. I guess the Muppets were dismayed with the statement from Ben Bernanke. NASDAQ reversing the trend, closing higher by a percentage point at 3,075. U.S. dollar marginally weaker by one basis point. Dollar index at 79.59. No relief in crude oil prices. Crude closing down 37 cents at 106.90. Starting to see a lot of reports of folks making the trip across the border to buy gas in Mexico, because believe it or not, in Mexico, regular gas is $1.50 a gallon lower than it is in America. Gold closed down 70 cents at 16.51, silver up a penny at 32.27, and the mining index marginally higher by four basis points. XAU ended at 177.79.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Josie's on a vacation far away. Come around and talk it over. So many things that I want to say. You know I like my girls a little bit older. I just want to use your love tonight. I don't want to lose your love tonight.
Welcome back to the flip side for this Wednesday, March the 21st, and he hasn't done this for a while, but happy he is here, Jeffrey Bennett.
Hello, hello. Hola, what's going on?
How you doing, brother?
Doing great. It's been a real interesting day, but then aren't they all?
Oh, yes. Another day goes by when I don't say, now that was interesting.
That's true. The audience may or may not be aware of it, but Robbie and I still talk or touch bases each and every day. And even though I'm, not broadcasting at RBN, I'm still representing a Republic Trading Group. And we continue to work on specials and deal with clients. Actually, got a call from a prospective client here about an hour ago. Just keep doing what we do and watch the entire economy go to you know where.
Yeah, you know what has been amusing me of late is the reaction that has been put forward by the revelation of a week ago from a former Goldman Sachs employee called Greg Smith.
Greg Smith, which took me because I actually grew up with a guy named Greg Smith, and I had to do a double take and wonder if he had changed professions, but no, it was not the same guy. But
yeah,
here's the guy that blasts Goldman Sachs, and others have now come out and said Smith hasn't even told the half of it.
Yeah, and it's the general consensus is not that it was a major revelation that Goldman Sachs brokers referred to their clients as Muppets, and Goldman Sachs, what a shock, what a surprise, is in the business of making money, and if that means churning and burning their client base in order to achieve that, so be it.
That's it.
But that's how all brokerage firms operate, and it's not relegated to, high-end Wall Street boutique firms. It's across the gambit from Wall Street to Main Street, because the tactics that Greg Smith exposed in his resignation letter are no different from the tactics that are used and employed by a lot of major coin companies that we know of
on a personal basis.
Yes. And
I guess all we can say is that those coin companies learn from the best.
Oh, sure. And a little bird whispered in my ear today, just to show you how similar coin companies and Goldman Sachs are. He recently got a phone call from a major coin company telling him that he needs to sell all the silver that he has in his IRA and convert it to gold because silver prices are going to crash. Now, what folks out there have to understand is every morning, and this is across the country, in every major investment house, they start the morning off with the proverbial 8 o'clock morning meeting.
Right.
Where the sales manager takes to the floor and instructs the salespeople on what the plan of attack for the day is going to be. And also gives them suggestions for what the story should be and highlights the products that need to be sold that are going to generate the highest profit margins. Now, as you've noticed, Jeffrey, there's been a proliferation of articles over the last week. You know, once again, I mean, it's always modus operandi whenever you have a decline in gold and silver prices. You get the obligatory article saying, well, gold's going to $1,000 an ounce and silver's going to $20 an ounce.
Oh, absolutely.
And they're usually written by the same usual suspects, John Nadler from Kitco or Julian Phillips, who is still, after all these years, stuck on gold confiscation. And all they're simply doing is peddling
It's fear of a different type.
People's fears, yeah.
Yeah, they accuse us, those of us who happen to be purveyors of things, gold and silver and platinum, etc., they like to say that we're nothing but fear mongers, and I think we're realism mongers, as it were. And yet they go in the opposite direction, and that's exactly what they're doing, is creating a fear factor. It's interesting that you bring this up. I had an email from a client several days ago, and her father-in-law had gone to, see his accountant, and his accountant was absolutely shocked, outraged to the point of being an angry idiot. By the way, the accountant was a, shall we say, non-Southern Baptist, and reamed this client out because he had taken his 90-some-odd thousand-dollar IRA and converted it all over into a silver IRA. Well, the first thing is, it's none of the client's darn business, or, you know, the accountant's business, but it was the same thing, that trying to scare the living daylights out of this guy that he needs to get out of that garbage and go back into the paper markets. And just a couple of days ago, up on the Republic Trading Group International website, we posted, and I'm sure you'd seen it, there was a marvelous comparison of what's happened to the Dow and gold and silver. Beginning with before the 2008 economic collapse and going up through just a couple of days ago. In that time period, the Dow was up 1%, gold was up 98%, and silver was up 118%, all in that same time period. So how can these people sit there and say this ain't the place to be?
Yeah.
Shocking, isn't it?
Oh, I know.
And, of course, yesterday Uncle Ben got out his rice bowl and started stirring it up. And, no gold standard. No, that stuff is garbage. And I'm telling you, within an hour, there were so many articles up there, specifically over at Business Insider and others, certainly promoting Uncle Ben's rice bowl.
Oh, sure, but that's just feeding into, and obviously we must point out that he was addressing a graduating economics class from one of the institutes of higher learning, which are indoctrinated with Keynesian ideology in their economics instruction, and all Ben Bernanke was simply doing was reinforcing gold as being that barbaric relic of the past.
Oh yeah,
and there would be no benefits for a gold standard besides. I think he also stated it would be wholly impractical.
Well, you know, the interesting thing is he's the perfect guy to go speak to a graduating class, considering that's where he spent his entire career before becoming head of the Fed. And yet, interesting, we look at some of the other headlines that are up there today, and you've got all the naysayers, and yet here's a piece by, what the heck is his name? Boy, I'll tell you, computers are slow up here today. I don't know what's going on. David Tice, former chief portfolio strategist at Federated Investors, says gold's going to go to 2,500 and the S&P is going to plunge to 1,000.
Yep.
So, you know, here's kind of an opposite situation.
Well, yeah, and he was making a point for a 1-to-1 gold to Dow ratio.
Yes. Now, this is interesting.
David Tice used to head up a bear fund called the Prudent Bear Fund, and I think it was bought out a few years ago.
I remember that. Now, a question, because this is, let's just pull a reversal. We can sit there and talk about a 1-to-1 Dow ratio. Explain to the audience exactly what that means. Does that mean if the Dow's at 10,000, that gold's going to be at 10,000? Is that what they're saying?
I think he was obviously in the camp of $1,000 gold, $1,000 Dow.
Wow.
Which is in the same thinking as Jay Nadler and a few others.
Right.
We're having a Wednesday chat with Jeffrey Bennett. We'll take a short break and be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you want to know our real political and cultural history instead of the corporate media or the government school version devised to provide heroes and extract obedience? Then you will want to read The Ruling Elite, A Study in Imperialism, Genocide, and Emancipation. Learn how Lincoln's War, the majority of which occurred in the South, squandered the lives of at least 622,000 citizens, centralized government power, and introduced Marxism and militarism. Republic Broadcasting's own Deanna Spingola authored The Ruling Elite. On her daily program and in her book, Deanna is not afraid to delve into controversial issues. Order it now at Amazon.com or on Deanna's website, Spingola.com. The Ruling Elite, A Study in Imperialism, Genocide, and Emancipation. History is Prologue, our blueprint for today. Discover our history to better understand contemporary events.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Jeffrey Bennett, and pretty much shooting the breeze with what is going on out there in this crazy world in which we live. Jeffrey, I think the whole gold and silver ratio thing has now become a topic of discussion. Is based on Jane Adler constantly brings it up, but the gold Dow ratio is based on how many ounces of gold it takes to buy one share of the Dow.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I get so fed up with this whole discussion about the Dow. The Dow, gee, it's broached 13,000. I'm convinced certainly they're going to be out to exceed the 14,000 level before Election Day. But as we both know, that number one, what is made up of the Dow Jones Industrial Average? This is 30 of the so-called major blue chip stocks. And the first thing we have to look at is that list of 30 is not today what it was in 2008. It wasn't what in 2004. So the criteria has changed. The players have changed. But how many stocks do you think are available on the New York Stock Exchange? And we're supposed to base the entirety of our economy on what 30 stocks do? I don't think that's a fair, honest indication of anything. That's what the big boys are able to invest in through manipulations of the Fed and everything else.
Yep. Oh, absolutely. Well, you know, one story I've been following of interest, I don't know if it's caught your attention, but the there are reports all across the country of people stealing Tide detergent.
Yeah, now, when that? I first heard that, are they making dope with this stuff or what?
No. It is based on the value of what people can get for Tide on the black market. And the best explanation I've seen of trying to explain this was an article that appeared in Lou Rockwell this morning entitled Laundered Money.
Oh, what a great title. But why is Tide so much better than Cheer or something else?
Well, it has absolutely nothing to do with the difference between detergents outside of the fact that Tide has emerged as a subsidiary local currency for the black market, and it meets the criteria of what products constitute barter in a barter economy. And the thing that Tide has going for it is it is and has emerged as a barter item because it for something to be classified as a barter item, it must be first of all widely used.
Yes.
It must be readily recognizable and durable. And it must also have a relatively high value to weight ratio so that it can be easily transported. So Tide is the most popular brand of laundry detergent and is widely used by all socioeconomic groups. And it is easily recognizable because of its Day-Glow orange logo.
Yeah.
And it's a detergent that can be stored for long periods of time without loss of its potency or quality. And Tide is easily exchanged on the black market for $5 or $10.
That's amazing to think that you know, we've not reached that point yet, and yet we're discussing laundry detergent. You know, back during World War II, it was nylon stockings and Hershey bars.
Yeah.
Wow.
So the reason for these thefts is because people are recognizing that Tide is a product that has a black market value of between $5 and $10, and so it's as good as money, and that's why they are stealing it, because it has a recognized black market value of $10.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Been a long week, I've got a slow leak in my left front tire.
Welcome back to this Wednesday, March the 21st, having a chat with Jeffrey Bennett.
Glad to be back here. I just received an email from the person I mentioned earlier. Because we had spoken about the guy goes in to get his taxes done and his accountant is reaming him out for doing this. My client had taken that commentary about what the Dow and what gold and silver had done since 2008 and shared it with the guy. And he was so shocked. He says now he wants to talk to his broker about buying precious metals.
Yeah, you know, I think and the sort of sloppy way I was going about this, you and I always talk to folks about buying gold and silver and the merits on buying gold and silver, but we never really spend too much time talking about selling of gold and silver. And I think
that's an important end of it.
Absolutely. And people need to know that, we are not only here to help you buy gold and silver to protect your wealth, but obviously if you are concerned by many of these reports out there about where gold and silver prices may go on the downside, if you're considering selling, it would be in your best interest to give either myself or Jeffrey a call to see, what we could offer you in the form of buyback.
Well, I think there's a couple of other things with this, Robbie. You and I have spent, basically you and I've worked together on and off for 16 years. You were in the business before that, as so was I. But we've continued to talk about people about protecting your wealth, and I've continued to talk to people about, this is a great way of saving for a rainy day. Well, let's be honest, with what we've seen happen economically in this country over the last 4 or 5 years, for a lot of our clientele that we've amassed over this past two decades, it is a rainy day. They maybe are facing foreclosure. Maybe they don't have enough to keep the taxes paid, keep food on the table. The cost of gasoline is just, milking the living daylights out of their paycheck. These people bought gold and silver for preserving their wealth, for hanging on to some savings. If they'd left it in cash, it would have been long gone. But because they put it in this form of a savings account, I want people to understand that if you're at that point where you're just about to lose it and you're still sitting on some of your gold and silver, my God, pick up the phone and call Robbie or I and have a discussion with us about liquidation. Depending on the product, we've got various different sources to go to. If we can, make it worth your while, which we're going to do our utmost to do, we're going to give you the shipping instructions. and tell you exactly where to ship it. As a matter of fact, one of our suppliers will even provide you with their Federal Express information. You'll use the supplier's account to ship your goods out FedEx. And you know, depending on the product and the amount, you may wind up with a $25 to $50 shipping bill, but you're not going to have to run around doing it. Their insurance is going to cover it. It's going to save clients. Oh, look, I just had a client liquidated 34 ounces of gold. It cost him over $800 to fully insure it and the whole nine yards. It's insane. When we're working with a company that's self-insured, let's use their account number. Look, it's your money, folks. It's not ours. We're going to do our best to make sure you get the most support we can.
You know, we try and obviously emphasize how you've got to be a smart consumer when it comes to buying gold and silver, but, you know, you have to be equally as smart when you sell. As a matter of fact, there are probably more pitfalls in selling gold and silver than there are pitfalls in buying it. I mean, you've got to watch both sides of these transactions.
Well, you know, we have to emphasize, because we know, and both you and I have dealt with folks like this, we've got a lot of people out there that bought gold and silver and platinum and pseudo-rare coins from companies other than Republic Trading Group. I don't care if you bought it from Swiss or the muffler company or the airplane people out in California. It doesn't matter who you bought it from. These are recognized legitimate commodities. If it's American Eagles or Maple Leafs or British Sovereigns or Italian Lira or you know, bags of junk silver or whatever the case may happen to be, we deal in both directions. You know, just because you bought something from the cheese company over in Scottsdale and paid an outrageous price for an MS-63 something or other, it doesn't mean that we can't buy it. It doesn't have their, sure, it's got their sticker on it, but that doesn't mean that's the place you want to go liquidate it because of their phony 28%, I have to say this clearly and distinctly, bid-ask spread. And that can be turned into anything other than that. You know, we're here to work with you in all directions. We'll get you prices. We'll get you the best price we can. And if it works, bang, you want to get it moved out so we can get your funds turned around very quickly.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's as I said, one of those interesting little comments I got from a client this morning that he's now, and it's not the first phone call he's received in the last week, but these phone calls you get from companies that you've never done business with outside of request some information some time ago, you are kept on their books for an indefinite period of time.
Well, I think you and I both agreed, and that's the one thing here at Republic Trading Group, and Robbie and I have basically been back and forth and here and gone and et cetera, but Robbie and I have agreed a long, long time ago, we don't dial for dollars. If we need to be picking up the phone calling you, then you don't need to be hearing from us. You know, I received a call from someone here a while ago that, a couple of weeks ago, they'd received a call from a company, number one, that they had never heard of. And frankly, when they told me who it was, I'd never heard of them. We're back to this infamous list that keeps going around. Every time some jamoke leaves a company and goes out and starts his own or goes to work for another company, they always manage to steal the client list, and then what do you know, that it goes to the new company. Oh, look, I can bring you a list of 200,000 names or 100,000 names. Well, it just gets added to the list. People are getting phone calls from companies that they contacted 15 years ago, and now their husband is dead, and these widows are, you know, getting calls all these years later. It's insanity. Our attitude has always been, look, you've got our phone number. If you want to talk with us, if you support what Republic Broadcasting is doing, what this network is doing, and if you like your dealings with Republic Trading Group, you'll pick up the phone and give us a call. if you like us. If you don't, well, you won't. And, you know, can't satisfy everybody all the time, but that's the reality of it. Things have been a little slower the last couple months, but as a result, as a general rule, neither Robbie and I have ever had the time nor the inclination to start picking up the phone and calling ghosts. There was a point, what, 4 or 5 years ago, you and I sat there having lunch with John Stattmiller in a cafe here in Phoenix, over near your old apartments down here. And, yes. And you know, John had hired somebody who was bringing this marvelous list, and you and I took a look at some of the stuff on the list. We knew some of those people and yep. just said, we're not doing this. Because then we become just like the rest, and that's not our bailiwick. Never has been.
Well, I can only surmise by this phone call that the client got from this gold company telling him to, sell his silver and convert it to gold was just simply predicated on the fact that the commercials that they're running on CNBC are not generating the phone calls that they used to be generating. And so now they are resorting to going back to people that have made inquiries in the past. And the simple tactic is the fear tactic, telling them that, you know, silver is going to collapse and you want to move out of silver and move it into gold.
Well, which, let's face it, it also becomes a churn. It's what we call a churn. In other words, if those clients had bought gold, they're looking through their old list saying, okay, Joe Blow over here bought, 75 ounces of gold from us over a 5-year time period. Let's call him and get him to dump the gold and switch to silver. And you and I both know people that have been infamous for doing that. And we've worked with them.
It's the double whammy. You get the commission on the sale and the commission on the buy.
That's it.
It's a perfect world in the generating commissions.
No two ways about it. Now, let me insert something here. Sure. Just because I put some numbers together before I came up with you, because I wanted to take a look at the Chapman special offering that we put up on the website yesterday. And for those of you who, because you're not hearing the name every day, et cetera, but, you know, we're still out there maintaining the website, Republic Trading Group International.com. It's a lengthy name. We know that. You know, sometimes I look back and say, why in the world did we get that? But there were reasons for it. And I took a look at the treasure chest we did yesterday. Now, interestingly enough, 24 hours later, since you were on the air yesterday, gold began to go up. It started to come down. It literally is sitting exactly where it was when I put this week's package together yesterday with the Netherlands Dutch guilders. I happen to like these because of the extra weight. And when I took a look at the list that we had available this week, I compared the Dutch guilders along with, because I had some specific requests for it, the Swiss 20-franc piece. And for literally the same money, or the same number of coins, let's put it that way, if we were to buy 27 or 28 Dutch guilders versus 28 of the Swiss francs, interestingly enough, the money winds up coming up very close to the same because we've got to pay a higher price for the francs. The interesting thing is with the Dutch guilders, those who bought them for the same money, wound up with a full quarter of an ounce more in gold content. So that's one of the reasons I laid on the Dutch guilders yesterday. And yet the price we put out was $365 per individual coin yesterday, or $7,220 for a 20-pack. And that was the Chapman special. I did a little bit. Now I've lost my papers and my math. I've got to try to find it here. No, I've got it here. Interesting enough, even with gold being in the exact same position today that it was yesterday, we can actually, tonight, we can sell that 20-pack for $7,070. That's a pretty interesting savings over where it was yesterday. I just got a better buy. It saves $150 for the 20-pack. Or they can buy the individual coins, not for the $365 we offered yesterday, but for $358. Now, I also have to say, making this particular purchase or any combination thereof will not include the Chapman package. But you know what? For those who have the Chapman newsletter and they've had the renewals, go for the gold if you've been looking at buying. I hate to sit there and say it's a great time to buy, but it's certainly a lot better time to buy than it was 6 months ago because the prices are so much more favorable.
Oh, absolutely.
That's the commentary on the gold. But I also did some quick looking at some silver packages. And obviously we can do smaller packages, but just so the audience understands, right now a full monster box of American Eagles is running at about $17,810. Obviously, depending on market movement, the same number of ounces can be had in either Canadian Maple Leafs or the Austrian Vienna Philharmonics for about $300 less. Some options are out there for our listeners. And, you know, they want to take advantage of them, pick up the phone and call us. If they want to go for the Vienna or the Maple Leafs and you get a call on it, you'll have to talk with me because we've got to do slightly different payment arrangements on that. Because of the supplier that we're using, but I'll share all that with you if needed.
Cool. Appreciate that. It's, you know, I guess it comes down to we're at one of those unique times in history. And unlike the folks on CNBC that are saying the reason the price of oil is going up is because of all those nasty speculators that are betting that there's a better than a 50-50 probability that we will go to war with Iran. And I think that is where we find ourselves. I mean, there's no question, you know, if you feel a war with Iran is a foregone conclusion, then you may want to join those evil speculators and bet on the price of oil going to, as some have speculated, $150, $200. So it's not so much the speculators driving up the price of oil as people are making bets based on what they think the most likely outcome is of the U.S. entering into another Middle Eastern conflict. And the same can be said for the price of gold and silver.
Here is something I find of interest, and please correct me if I'm wrong. If we go back to, I think it was 2007, maybe the summer of 2008. Did we not see the cost of a barrel of oil for a brief period reach $145 a barrel?
Oh, absolutely.
And if that in fact is the case, why are we paying as much for a gallon of gas at the pumps today when oil is at somewhere between $106 and $108 a barrel? So they're hammering us even worse. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, I forgot. That's all taxes. Yeah, sure it is. And yet they, you know, Exxon and Shell and everybody else keeps coming back. Every quarter is better than the last one, and every quarter they maintain is another record. So I don't want to hear that they're not profiting. You know it and I know it.
Oh, absolutely. Time for another quick commercial timeout, and we'll be right back with Jeffrey Dunning.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working Capital Cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, my name is David Stovenel, and I host a talk radio show called Operation Restore Christian America. To listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time. My primary focus is that the Protestant Freemason British Royal Windsor family is now apostate and making their final all-out attack worldwide in an attempt to force us to accept their satanic New World Order. I offer remedies of how to stop them. The British monarchy has totally abandoned their ancestors' genuine Christian faith and have returned to their effort to conquer the world through the sovereign's will, hidden laws, violence, terror, and deceit. Remember, to listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com. Then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time.
The clouds are parting, the summer sun's starting to burn down.
Welcome back to the flip side, and unfortunately, Jeffrey, the producer, wasn't fast enough to throw in a couple of standard jazz classics, but we can forgive him for that.
Yeah, change over in music. You know, I'm still doing my jazz stuff every day, but you know, Manny's got the stuff. He's the one that put that package together for me after I sent him the main tunes. So, you know, hey, listen, this thing going, with any luck, we'll connect up again next Thursday. But, you know, folks have got any questions about the things we talked about, give us a call at 1-800-691-7898. Whether you're interested in buying or selling or just inquiring, Robbie and I'll be more than happy to, assist you in any way we're able to do so.
Yeah, I mean, you know, as I said before, you know, the buying is actually the easy part, but folks have to understand that the tricky part is in the selling, and unless you know who to sell to, you know, you could be shortchanging yourself severely. So if you've had thoughts of selling and want to find out the right way to do it, you know, give Jeffrey or myself a call, and we'll be more than happy to share that information with you at 1-800-691-7898.
Absolutely. I still work late hours. Nothing's changed.
Yeah. And even if you're thinking of selling jewelry to one of those cash for gold places, you would be much better off giving us a call than going to any of those.
Well, the only difference is we won't send in the pre-addressed plain brown bag.
Yes.
It's amazing. You know, you've been gone for, what, a year and a half now, and I'm telling you, I was driving down Van Buren the other day, and it's like, you know, We Buy Gold is on every stinking street corner. There's more businesses that do that in this town than there are Circle K's. It's
Jeffrey, it's a worldwide phenomenon. I mean, that blew my mind when I was in South Africa seeing exactly the same thing, and I saw the same thing in Dubai, and even on the a little island of Phuket, they had cash for gold shops. It's pretty amazing.
Well, it has become a worldwide thing. I remember when we first heard that. I believe it was in, might have been Dubai, might have been Heathrow. They had little vending machines peddling little gold wafers, and then of course you knew it had to come to Vegas, and it did. All they got to do now is find machines to buy gold through those things, and they can cut out the pawn shops.
Absolutely.
Hey man, thanks, good to be working with you. And Lord willing, I'll see you next week.
Okay, brother.
Take care. Bye bye.
Well, my friends, stand by for Alan Watson coming through the Matrix coming up at the top of the hour. But we will do this again tomorrow. Until then, see you. Bye.